We wait for the band to take the stage here at Washington, D.C.'s 930 Club. I'm Bob Boylan here with All Songs Considered. An evening that started with the New Pornographers from Vancouver and will end with what promises to be a wonderful set from Belle and Sebastian with a new record, The Life Pursuit. I see a flashlight in the wings, usually signaling that it's time to kill those house lights. And in fact, they have. The doors have opened to the side of the stage, and I see Stevie Jackson, Sarah Martin, Chris Geddes, Richard Colburn, Mike Cook, and there's Stuart Murdoch with an acoustic guitar strapped around him. Belle and Sebastian. I'm Bob Boylan at the 930 Club. It's All Songs Considered.
Thank you very much. It's an absolute pleasure to be here again. So you look like a better audience than last night. They were an awful bunch. I know there was a few people who were there last night, but really, Bob, straight away I can tell. You know, I mean, they were nice, they were well-meaning, but you're kind of hip. So it's a bonus. Monday night party crowd.
Choice when she was young, so why should you? Do you wanna work in CNA? Cause
on top of the world again. Listen, what I was wondering during that song, apart from obviously being transported back to Scotland and certain adventures, was there was a girl like maybe halfway back who was doing her friend's hair, and I was kind of thinking, well, couldn't you have done that before you came out? You know, she was plaiting her hair. But then I thought, no, that's cool. That's good. I used to go to discos where the kids used to bring knitting. You know, so it sort of reminded me of the old days. So knitting's cool. Doing your friend's hair is cool. Just whatever you want to do. so I couldn't face the real Washington today. It's terrible. You come on tour, you see all these wonderful places. I stayed in my hotel room and watched the West Wing. Do you know what I mean? When you just can't face reality and you'd rather just... I went to New York, I watched Seinfeld. But I only watched the West Wing because my girlfriend likes it, you know? She's sort of... It's like taking a little piece of her with me, you know? Oh, thank you. Well... Okay, mind you saying that, I'm going to sing a song about another girl, so... But I must stress, I never had relations with this other girl. Because a songwriter's subject is, you know, separate from you all the time.
She liked to hang out in the graveyard. alcoholic man's the way to go. Drop a bill and then say hello, hello.
Feeling distinctly 80s after that last song for some reason. I feel like I've just played a bit part in Desperately Seeking Susan, which is a good movie. Okay, we'll play that. We'll play them both for you later, just for you, Maddie.
Just carry on as was. Richard, sorry.
There only is one.
No, I think Richard thought we were going to do the previous one. So, sorry about that.
But it doesn't mean we madness of a middle distance runner. When he stops the race and looks around and left the stage, you see it now. I walk on to the station. Walk on to the station. Walk on to the station. Won't you follow me down? Walk on to the station. Walk on to the station. Walk on to the station. Won't you follow me down?
Okay, folks, and let's go back to the one that we missed out. Sorry, I'm sure this is my fault. It usually is.
Okay. It's actually my fault because... Well, it's not my fault, but, you know, we could have got away with without telling the audience we'd made a mistake.
Ah.
I got a great idea. Let's do this song.
It's only your fault because you're Catholic.
That again, huh?
But that's great because suddenly we'll just put on the burden on you and then...
Yeah, I'm always burdened with guilt, you know. Original sin, thanks again. Cheers. Never gotten over it.
But a few Hail Marys and how's your father's and we're all okay again.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I carry rosary beads around with me, you know. When I get impure thoughts, I say a few Hail Marys. It happens a lot. Yeah. Last night there was a pretty girl in the audience. I had to say an Our Father as well. Never mind.
Okay. It's great. It's confession. And you know the funny thing is, we're going live to NPR tonight. So.
Oh, I forgot about that. Bless me, America, for I have sinned.
When I look back upon my life, it's always with a sense of shame. I've always been the one to blame. It's a sin.
Okay, well, I have another confession to make. It's all in this song called To Be Myself Completely. Thank you.
Myself.
Are you feeling better, Chris?
From the hangover or better from having started the wrong song?
No, just better from last night's successes.
Yeah, no, I was feeling fine after I had a lie down this afternoon.
That's good. He was in a bit of a state this morning. First of all, we're going to do this one.
Hello, my name is Private and we'll say
go. How many nights of talking in hotel rooms can you take? How many nights of limping round on pagan holidays? Oh, elope with me, Miss Private, we'll set something ablaze. A trail for the devil to erase. San Francisco's calling as the Giants and Mets will play. Yachts in New York catch your eye straight around UK. We hung about the stadium, we've got no place to stay. We hung around the Tenderloin and tenderly you tell about the saddest book you ever read. It always makes you cry, the statue's crying too and well he may. I love you, I've a drowning grip on your adoring face. I love you, my responsibility has found a place. Beside you and strong warnings in the guise of gentle words. And wave upon me from the wider family net absurd. You'll take care of her, I know it, you will do a better job. Maybe, but not what she deserves. Hello with me, Miss Private, and we'll drink ourselves away. We'll taste the coffee houses and the award certificates. Privy seal to keep the feel of 1960 style. We'll comment on the decor and we'll help the passerby. And the dusk when work is over, we'll continue the debate in a bar, a bedroom, virginal and spare. Catcher hits for 318 and catches every day. The pitcher puts religion first and rests on holidays. He goes into cathedrals and lies prostrate on the floor. He knows a drink affects his speed. He's praying for a doorway back into the life he wants. The confession of the bench. Life outside the diamond is a wrench. I wish that you were here with me to pass the door weekend. I know it wouldn't come to love, my heroine pretend. Ladies step in from the song we love until this day. We settle for an epitaph like Walk Away Renee. The sun up on the roof in winter will take you out like a flower. I'll meet you at the statue in an hour. I'll meet you at the statue in an hour.
Stevie, can you say something while I tune up, excuse me?
Of course, yeah. Hello, everybody. I'm Stevie from Bell and Sebastian. We're from Glasgow, Scotland. Formed 1996. And here we are, 10 years later. And, I just want to say that this club is one of the best clubs we've ever played in. It might actually be the best venue in North America. So we're very lucky to have it. On behalf of the band and the crew, like our managers, Stevie and Ian, we'd like to thank Ed and all the staff here for being so good to us.
Very cool. Okay. School and I left my job. You saw me looking like a slob. When I was young, you were the only fun in town. Everyone thought it was a shame. From Bell and the Boys to Bastion. That was okay.
God, that's an old tune. And by God, this is a new one. Song. Actually, I met a girl called Chelsea the other day for the first time. This song features a girl called Chelsea, but in fact, Chelsea, I got the name from a dog. So there you have it. But she's a girl, and it doesn't make sense if you suddenly get a mental picture that the person in the song is a dog. It's all over.
A girl who's been abused, it changed her philosophy and it did too. She's always looking for a fight, she keeps the neighbors up all night. I go to her when I'm feeling slack, the girl's using me as a punching bag. I think that I could help her out, but the girl's got a lot. lot to be mad about. But in the first moment of waking up, you know she's losing it. Oh yeah, she's losing it. From when the first cup of coffee tastes like washing up, you know she's losing it. Oh yeah, she's losing it. Oh yeah, she's losing it.
Thank you.
but there's nobody home. I'll go in my own. Starts a lonely walking. There's always too much talking. I should have stayed home. She starts her cool caressing. The girl, she starts undressing. I should have stayed home. The DJ's picking up speed. That's something I just don't need. Gossip's bearing down on me. The kids are bearing up in front of me. I should have stayed home. I should have stayed home. I think I'll go.
Do you know, sometimes we play cover versions depending on which town we're in, and I don't think we've ever played anything by a DC band. Or am I wrong? But that's the thing, I'd love it if we just break into the waiting room or something like that, you know that? I'm looking at Bob, Bob's looking at me, he's saying, I don't know that one. Okay, right, well, I have the spirit of Fugazi, and then we'll do one of our own songs, rather sheepishly.
Thank you.
song I ever wrote was written for you, written for you. Now I'm feeling flat, you'd seem a mile away. I'm so tired that down on the pavement I'll lay till the blossom of the tree comes falling.
Thank you.
Well, it's a very rare occasion when I get this fine instrument to play, the four-string bass guitar. It can only mean one of two things.
Great bass player, honestly. Great. This is a song off of, I don't even know anymore. Fold Your Hands, Child, it's called The Wrong Girl. Thank you.
Fast coming to the end of this lovely evening. When we must get on our bus and drive into the great American interior, further from the sea than we've ever been before. It's an interesting experiment for a Scots person. But before we go, we'd like to sing a song about, actually I don't really know what it's about. Faith, having a little bit of faith, perhaps.
you find yourself caught in love, say a prayer to the man above. Thank him for everything you know. You should thank him for every breath you blow. If you find yourself caught in love, say a prayer to the man above. Thank him for everything you pass. You should thank him for saving your sorry ass. But if you're single and looking out, you must raise your prayer to a shout.
Tell your boss it's going to have to be something different. Anybody want to give a message to their boss while you're on radio? Anyone got a stinky boss? Tell your boss that you
suck.
If you're going up to war, then I wish you well, honey. But don't be sore about you the other team.
Sing the song about Judy, and then we'll get out of your lives for another little while. But we all know we're going to be back here one day. Actually, maybe in the summer or something. Help me to sing this one.
Judy wrote the saddest song.
Showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was young. Gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know yet if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till it was morning. She dreamt about the gold stolen horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was dreaming.
Bell and Sebastian, the band taking bows. Slowly walking off the stage of the 930 Club, Stuart Murdoch. Doing just a lovely performance tonight. Seemed really happy playing on guitars and piano. Stevie Jackson on guitars wearing a lovely suit, black suit. Sarah Martin on vocals, Chris Getter on piano, Richard Coburn on drums. Totally blown by smoke all night from the smoke machine that filled the stage. Gorgeous light streamed on the stage. The band ended Judy and the Dream of Horses from the CD If You're Feeling Sinister. They played If You Find Yourself Caught in Love from Dear Catastrophe Waiter. Before that, The Wrong Girl, where Stuart played bass. A lot of instruments swapping going on stage tonight. Sold out crowd waiting for Bell and Sebastian to take the stage as the guitar tech tunes up. The doors open. The flashlights lead them back onto the stage with Stevie Jackson first bobbing up and down, holding a beer, bowing, thanking the audience. I'm Bob Boylan with NPR Music's All Songs Considered. Here's Stuart.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us back. We don't, you know, we don't take that for granted. So, but since we're here, I'd like to. I might as well introduce the band. Bashing those pagan skins from the Highlands of Scotland. Mr. Richard Coburn. On the bass guitar, all the way from the bogs. Banger, Northern Ireland, Bob Kildee. Man, very famous in his own postcode area. From Erskine, just outside of Glasgow, Mr. Stevie Jackson. Got another Highlander, usually on trumpet, but on funky 70s keyboard, Mr. Mick Cook.
Innocent, but you are the rocker. things were okay till you took out the cup and I leave me alone. Get used to the change, you're a pain, you're a pain, you're a pain, you're a pain. Pain, you're a pain, you're a pain, you're a pain. White collar got dirt in your pants, you got egg in your hair, you've got spit in your chin, you're on. White collar got dirt in your pants, you got egg in your hair, you've got spit in your chin.
Better out than in. God, my mum would clip me around the ear if she could hear me.
Chili repeating on you.
It was.
Thank you.
We're off this time. Thanks very much. Good night.
What a great set. Belle and Sebastian. This crowd absolutely loving the show, smiling, singing with all the words to almost every song. They may not let him go. We'll see. Well, the house lights are on. It was a great show, though. Ending with me and the Major from If You're Feeling Sinister. And that nice upbeat number, White Collar Boy, where he introduced all the members of the band. Belle and Sebastian, thank you so much for doing this at the 930 Club, for letting us stream this concert live. You should know that we will archive this show at the NPR site. And there will also be an archive of the opening band, New Pornographers. We'll also have a podcast of the show. That'll come online Thursday, because Wednesday night we have Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah here back at the 930 Club. So let people know. Sign up for the newsletter. Find out more shows that we're doing. That link is on the site, the page that you're at. They're quickly pulling down the set. Crews are all around here. We thank Ian, the great sound engineer, for Belle and Sebastian, and all the folks here at the 930 Club for tonight. Our engineer was Mark Greenhouse. Our producer's Robin Hilton. Jen Turner is our intern. Ken Goldberg's back doing production at NPR with assistance, always, from Robert Holt. I'm Bob Boylan. It's NPR's All Songs Considered from NPR Music.